Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's say good afternoon to Steve Coonan. Mike, I have heard that he just came back from Tahiti, a worldwide trip where he was vacationing bungalows over the water. Steve, welcome back.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. It is good to be back.
The moonlight caressing Steve's naked form, Carl, as he swims. Au natural.
Steve what Coonan. What you clowns are talking about is beyond me.
Steve Coonan, the schedule dropped this week. Got to be honest. We were like, we started to get a little excited. You know, this is like, okay, we kind of get a sense of what the season's going to look like. Let's talk about it from your perspective. And the team, we talked to Landry Fields earlier this week, and he was kind enough to come on and just talk about, you know, hey, we may not be done with our moves. We may be, but we may not be. From a scheduling standpoint, how do you feel? Because we know the NBA was kind of putting this on the back burner a little bit, trying to see how things might shake out, but they had to put it out, and they did.
Yeah, I mean, we're thrilled with the schedule. We have 15 games after the All-Star break at home. Last year, we only had 9, and you want to drive towards the playoffs with home court advantage, so we've been able to establish that. We have 23 of our 41 games on Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday, and we want a lot of Sunday games, which post-NFL, which we think is great for families and kids, and especially Trey is such a huge draw with young Atlantans. We love having the Lakers on December 30th. You know, think about this as the ultimate sports fan's dream. Lakers on the 30th and the Chick-fil-A, you know, championship semifinals on the 31st. So Atlanta will be the epicenter of sports. And then, you know, we've got a very exciting, I think we've got a team that's going to have a lot of swag to it and a lot of attitude. And I think that, you know, starting off with 3 at home in 5 days is going to be fun to get the city excited. So we're really optimistic. Season tickets have been sold and hit a record again this year. Wow. And it's going to be a blast downtown.
It is our man, Steve Coonan, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Steve, we got to talk to your general manager, and Landry was really cool. One of the things that I liked, and I think Carl did too, talking about a little, you know, little dog in the team in the fight, loving what we're seeing from. I know these are just these preseason tournaments and the skill sets and the different. I mean, I don't know what guys are doing in these, but there has been some great highlights involving our Hawks. And DeJounte Murray looks like he's going to bring some edge to this team this year.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking also. I loved how he schooled the rookie with Orlando, which is our second game. Tickets are going on sale now. So thank you for the promo setup. Didn't know that would happen today, but happy that it did. Yeah, I mean, I think Trey and Murray are going to be the backcourt in the NBA with the most swag and hopefully the most assists and the most points. So I'm very excited. I think he's going to bring another big dimension to the team. It was a big swing for us, and I'm feeling very confident we're going to be rewarded for that big swing.
Steve, you know we always have these big philosophical conversations with you, and I want to ask you a question about what we're talking about today with Marcell Ozuna and the Braves. Marcell Ozuna was arrested for DUI. He was released last night. He's at the stadium today. From an executive standpoint, because obviously this has not happened with our Hawks, and I hope it doesn't, what are the conversations? There's a lot of money invested. How do you guys go about handling these kinds of things? Because Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves have a decision to make, and, you know, we're in the middle of a playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that everything in sports is so magnified. It's not like the guy who's working at the butcher shop or the jewelry store. You know, 4:30 in the morning DUI reflects, unfortunately, some very bad judgment. Very bad judgment. And that's one of the things that we spend a lot of time talking to our players with and working with our players on, is judgment and taking risks and not taking unnecessary risks. You want to go out, have a few pops, have a good time, call an Uber, get a driver. And so I'm not sure, nor would I want the Braves commenting on disciplining our players. I certainly wouldn't comment on disciplining theirs, but obviously there's going to be consequences for the player. And the team suffers. This, you know, so hopefully it gets resolved quickly. But you just want to have those guys with great judgment. So, as you said, we've been very fortunate we haven't dealt with this. Nor do we want to.
Right. And as we've said before, I mean, I think most sports, most professional sports, have got mechanisms in place for guys. I know the NFL does. I'm sure the NBA does, too. And, again, not to mention the resources of the athletes getting paid more than the average Joe to get home and do it the right way. Steve Kuhn is with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Join the party, pal. Talk more about the Braves coming up. Steve, you mentioned ticket sales are rolling. We've talked about the energy and the juice and what this team is going to look like. How does Nate – I know we talked with your general manager, Landry Fields, and he was talking about – they spoke with Nate about how the dynamic works with two technical point guards in the backcourt.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to have to sacrifice for the greater good. And, you know, we haven't really had the opportunity ever to see Trey play off ball. So I think that it's one of the great challenges. And then you bring in a new coach, Nick Van Exel, who had a hell of a career as a guard in the NBA. And I think that it's going to be a little bit of a feeling out process. We are fortunate in the fact we get to start camp a week earlier than everybody else because we are going to Abu Dhabi. And so it gives us a great opportunity to get a little bit more practice time. And then in Abu Dhabi, we will have 4 days dedicated to practice. And once the season starts, you really rarely ever practice. You truly don't. So it should be a great opportunity before and during our trip to get these two together and see them gel. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, the season is right around the corner. I know it sounds crazy. Football's here.
Was that Steve getting in his Bentley right now?
You heard that, didn't you? You heard that noise. And football's here. Oh, the NBA is going to be here soon. You hear those bells and whistles, Mike? Those are noises I'm not familiar with.
Tell your driver to turn the tones down. Come on, man.
I mean, I'm not familiar with those Bentley noises. Steve, are you there? Steve, can you hear us on that super Bluetooth in your Bentley?
Apparently we've lost Steve. Steve apparently has gone underneath the bridge there, over the tracks, right next to State Farm Arena.
I don't care.
Transmission's been blocked at the source, Captain.
Steve, I got to ask you one more thing before we let you go. Are you there?
I'm here. Cut the Bentley crap. My wife was in the car with me. I scared her so badly not to make noise. She didn't close the door.
Tell your lovely wife hello.
And I was on Bluetooth.
We love her.
I certainly will.
Yes. Hey, Mike.
She's at Buckhead Butcher Shop. One of your friends.
Oh, hey, nice. One of our partners. They do great work over there. Great selection. We were talking about this earlier. I just want to get your opinion because you know TV. Big Ten has a 7-year, $7 billion media rights deal with Fox, CBS, and NBC. And Mike and I were talking about the Big Ten, not this year, but next year, is going to own the 12 o'clock window. They're going to have that 3:30 CBS window, and then they're going to be on at night on NBC. We always talk about this with you, with live sports. These rights deals are insane, and they turned down money from ESPN because they wanted to do business with Fox, obviously CBS and NBC. Steve?
Basically.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Your
yes,
advertising dollars today are coming in live sports. That's where the advertising money is coming from. And if you think about NBC, Fox, and CBS, what do they have Sunday? They have NFL football all day Sunday. Now they'll be able to create packages of Saturday night and Sunday night on broadcast football wall to wall. And, you know, a spot on Sunday Night Football is about $800,000 for a 30-second spot. Wow. Now they'll be able to combine that with a Saturday night primetime, you know, Ohio State-Wisconsin game. So that's what the idea, and you'll still have a lot of games on FS1, on Big Ten Network, on Peacock, but sports migrated from broadcast to cable in the 2000s, and you're starting to see sports migrate back to broadcast because it's bigger reach, and the only thing working on broadcast today is sports. So it's a nice position to be in if you're a sports rights holder right now.
It's a great point, Steve, and that's the thing. I know, and we haven't spoken to you since it went down. Being in Los Angeles with USC, I mean, geographic, as Carl's pointed out millions of times, geographic borders means nothing at this stage, but the imprint to be in L.A. is just so monstrous for the Big Ten.
Oh, I mean, now all of a sudden they're national. I mean, you know, people have always complained about the golden triangle of Clemson, Athens, and Tuscaloosa. And if you're running a TV network, you kind of cringe that your championship games are that southern base. Now, all of a sudden, the Big Ten is going to be exposed on the West Coast, and it should help their ratings. It should be pretty funky watching USC at 9 o'clock in the morning playing Rutgers. That's a little crazy. But for the dollar, you know, these kids are going to get on airplanes. So the
good
world
stuff.
Is changing.
Yeah, it's crazy. And Steve ran TNT, guys. For those of you who don't know, we won't assume that you know his history. But as we like to say, a big TV machina.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.